Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1194. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachos, and the writing is shir number 346. Okay, so we're going through the halachas of Holchei Drachim. We had a nice review in reference to quite a number of shirim in the standard Shinei Makom, and that's where one established themselves in one place. And now we're talking about, in general, the traveling halachas, how that works. When one is traveling, how does it work in conjunction with Shehakol, Wadama and Ha'etz, and more along those lines. Obviously, there's certain halachas which do apply with Hamoitzi. We have to go back to the place and so on. We spoke about, okay. So now, but getting back to Shehakol Ha'etz and Wadama, if one starts to eat or drink, right, while they are traveling, whether they're in a car, they might be in a bus, might be walking, whatever the case might be, but the bottom line is they're traveling, right? Bottom line is that they're traveling, so there would not be a problem of Shinai Makom. They're in travel mode, had to sort of say. The original bracha would stay in effect even if on a longer trip, right? I'm driving, fine. So I'm driving. My trip could take me 3 hours. It doesn't really make a difference. Even though one did not have any kavanah intent as to how long the bracha should last, right? When, in other words, I made my shahakal on my coffee in my car. We'll see that there's certain times and places that you could even do it in the house right before you leave. I'm getting ready to leave and so on. We'll see how that works. We'll talk about that. But even though one did not have any intent as to how long the trip, I'm driving. I'm not sure. I don't know. It might take an hour. It might take 2 hours. It might be traffic, whatever the case is. But it'll take a while, you know. So it wouldn't make a difference. So even though one didn't have any kavanah as far as how long the trip goes, it would still continue on automatically. Okay, unless at some point one decides to stop eating or drinking specifically. In other words, right, at some point I'm drinking my coffee and I'm traveling already an hour and a half. And I say to myself, you know what, it's enough with the coffee. I just can't drink any more coffee. I'm stuffed or whatever. So I'm done, finished. And you cover it up, put it on the side, whatever the case is. So fine, that's it. Now if you go back on the side 5 minutes later, you know what, I need more coffee. I'm getting tired, whatever. So now you would need a new shahakal. So that's not a question of Holchei Drachim. That's a question of being Mesiach Das, which would apply all the time, not just in the halachas of Shinei Makom. So now this concept is known as Holchei Drachim, eating and drinking as a traveler. So we previously explained that by Shinei Makom, by regular Shinei Makom, in each individual place, for example, house to house, whatever the case might be, even house to outside, if a person's leaving or whatever, or they go far enough where it's a real Shinei Makom, but be it as it may, or even if they're going to their friend's house as soon as they get outside, so that way terminates the original bracha. Mamish terminates, it cuts off the original bracha of the eating. It's like an automatic Hesar Hadas of the eating or drinking session. Second location is considered a new rishus, a new domain, right? And the new bracha is needed. The understanding of Holchei Drachim, eating and drinking as a traveler, is a different story, right? But again, so I eat in my house, I establish, when I leave my house, it automatically is terminated, it gets cut off. When I get to my friend's house, when I get outside, if I'm on the way, whatever the case is, right? Not Holchei Drachim, when I change locations, right? I go to my friend, but I want to take a drink even outside, whatever, something like that, but I changed the domain when I had a kavias in one house, so then I would need a new bracha. Wherever I might be, I need a new bracha. But the understanding of Holchei Drachim, eating and drinking as a traveler, is the entire trip is considered as one long domain. It's like one long rishus, right? One second. The trip took me 3 hours and I traveled, I don't know, 50 miles. I'm just giving an example. I don't know how long it takes traveling 50 miles, but right, it took me 3 hours, 50 miles or whatever the case is, and all along. All that time, all that traveling is considered one rishus, even though you're going from rishus to rishus real quickly in a car, right, at 50, 60 miles an hour, but it's all considered one rishus, one domain. That's the way we have to look at it to get a better understanding. That it's always, in other words, it's just like by Shinei Makom. If you change a domain, you change a rishus, you change a status, you need a new bracha, finish. It's an automatic cutoff. Right, but pshat is over here that as long as a person's traveling, it could be 2, 3, 4 hours, it's all considered one rishus. It's as though you were in one house constantly, right? Even though you're traveling, that's how we look at it. As long as one is still traveling, the original bracha remains in effect. It's all considered the original location. Now, again, unless somebody decides to stop or they get to their destination, like we spoke about in the past, and they're going to be there, right? They get home or whatever the case is, get to their office and stuff like that, or somebody made a bar nefesh. So those would be cutoffs. But in general, the general rule is that it just continues on as long as a person's traveling, and it's all one long rishus, one domain. This is all found in Siman Kuf Ayin Ches, in the Sefer Hilchos Brachos, Daf Tov Yud Aleph. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Rachel Kol Tov.